What up, great people? Terrell Harris here. Just wanted to talk about how we as adults need to be more careful as it relates to the potential to kill or derail a child's dreams, vision, purpose, or who they're meant to be, right? So the other night, I'm watching Tamir play with his toys, right? He's three. He has a little car and train set that, you know, Brooke got him. And for some reason, whatever, one of the trains, I guess it got derailed. So he takes the character that he and my mom named Dr. Woman. And Dr. Woman, she goes to get the ambulance. He's like, oh, Dr. Woman has to help the people in the train, right? So he gets the what appears to be an ambulance. He rescues the people off of the train. And it's the first time I actually saw him develop a scenario. And I asked my wife, Brooke, like, have you seen him do this before? She's like, no, what? I'm like, he's, like, doing scenarios now. And that shows me that his imagination is developing, right? So as parents, mentors, teachers, pastors, anyone who deals with kids, you have to be very careful in terms of what we teach and tell our kids about their imagination. Especially for us people of color, where on TV, it only tells us we could be a few things, whether it's an athlete, musician, like the things that the media shows us as black people or people of color, very limited as it relates to our imagination. So early on, we have to let kids imagine and let kids dream. For myself, I remember playing Little League baseball, roughly maybe 12 or 13, and my coach, she instilled in us that you have to have a backup plan. You have to have a backup plan because if you don't become an athlete, something, she said, I don't know, right? So I didn't realize until, you know, kind of thinking about this, that was actually planted in my subconscious. It wasn't, right? And she wasn't specific about the backup plan. The backup plan could have been, well, if you're not going to be a baseball star or major league athlete, maybe you could coach kids, or maybe you could teach, or maybe you could become a personal trainer, anything like that. It was just like, no, have a backup plan. So my backup plan was computers, and I've had a successful run at my backup plan, which hasn't been as fulfilling as I thought it would be as a backup plan, right? So which leads me into going back into personal training, back into health and wellness. So I'm still circling back regardless, right? But some people will live their lives unfulfilled. Some kids will grow up to be adults, and they'll be wondering and confused, you know, as they get older, to why they feel unfulfilled in the workplace. And it's because someone derailed their imagination. So let your kids imagine. Don't stop them from being imaginative, no matter how crazy or absurd the dream sounds. You may want to give them guidance or give them tips and stuff like that. But as it relates to backup plans, I'm not a fan of them anymore, right? The backup plan could be something in the realm of what they have an interest or desire, but just a backup plan outside of what they're doing derails their focus, and it actually derails their desire and will and determination to make it happen. Of course, unless they're like a unicorn and they got to take what you say and run with that and use that as motivation. And unfortunately, not all of us do that. So there it is. Terrell Harris. Peace and blessings. Have a good one.